and so it is, dear friends, that the energy of the Kryon remains fully present with us throughout the remainder of our gathering together, moving, swirling all around you, all around your body and your mind, your divinity, in appreciation of the work that you have done, in acknowledgement that things are truly changing, but they change on the inside first. You have gone through so much as time for all of that to come together now to begin the next part of your journey. But to be able to do it in joy, to be able to have wonderful expression of who you are, without worrying about what others think, without worrying about your own strength or your own power or the ability and the wisdom to balance it. Dear friends, it was not so long ago when you released your guides, the ones who had occupied the space around you, helping you to hold the balance of all who you were, helping you to maintain the link between your human consciousness, your divine consciousness, and this side of the veil. And you released your guides, and it was difficult, and you felt alone. But there was another part of you that opened up to and accepted this new space, this new ability. Do you know that your guides, the ones who were beside you for so very long, they were truly aspects of yourself from the past. The parts of you that had died, if they had been in human form, and remained on this side, our side of the veil, but could come back to you to service your soul, and to service your evolution. Others of the guides were parts of you that had never taken on human experience, but understood your experiences before you ever came to Earth and took on human form. Your guides were you. Was it not appropriate to release them, to release yourself, to release your past? Was it not appropriate to take off the training wheels so that you could come into full expression? It is also important now to honor and release the Kryon, who's worked with you so closely on helping to balance, helping to change the electromagnetic grid surrounding Earth, and the grids of Gaia that you had worked to change. Is it not appropriate that the training wheels come off? That you now take into account and bring into your reality, into your now moment, all of your divinity. This process is enabled so much through the grids. So the Kryon has finished the work here, but goes off now into this place that you are helping to create, that we will talk about in our next gathering called the New Earth. The entourage moves there. Some of you have talked about the New Earth. You've called it Planet X, the Lost Planet, Nibiru, many other names that you have come. The planet that cannot be seen by the scientists, but that is thought by you, and whose energetic forces can be felt by those who explore outer space, who explore your galaxy. So the Kryon moves off to there, off to the next assignment for spirit. Understand, dear friends, that the Kryon is you, an aspect of who you are, and parts of all of you. Adventure forth in response to your own changing consciousness. the Clarion, you can still talk to, for time and space. Do not prevent us from coming and talking to you, but the Clarion moves off to other work that is appropriate. And someday, it will be appropriate for I, Tobias, to take a different role in our gatherings of Shamba. I love coming to talk to you. I love coming to visit. Indeed, I love having the stage. But at some point, I want to see you channeling yourself, your divinity, who you are. I want to see you feeling, being sensitive to understanding and channeling other humans who allow you to do so. I want to see you holding your energy. When that time comes, when you are truly taking ownership of who you are, when you truly come out from underneath and be all that you are, dear God, then I can come back to Earth. I can come back to Earth and take physical body. I can go through the journey. I can sit with you in human form, if you are on Earth at that time. I can go to you as a teacher, as a guide, one to help me through my processes. It's all about change, and sometimes change is difficult, and sometimes humans, even angels, do not want to accept change. Sometimes we want new, but we don't want to let go of the old. Sometimes we want to carry around much luggage with us from the past. Sometimes it is sad to let go. It was sad indeed to let go of your guides, was it not? It would be sad to let go of some of the angels who you've been working with. But they ask you from their hearts, when the time is appropriate, that you let them go, so that they can be released to their next level, and so that you can come fully into your own. With that, we would be delighted to attempt to answer your questions.
About a month ago, I was looking at a page, and there was a little dot that appeared and expanded to a geometric, brightly colored ring. Can you tell me what that means?
Indeed, you are seeing between the dimensions, and you are opening yourself up, and we have noticed that it is particularly common, Rishamba, who are experiencing this, to have this while they are reading, because their attention and part of their brain is focused on a page, on the process of translating and interpreting the printed matter on the page. And then the opening occurs. This will become more and more common. Some humans see this as what Calder calls a blue dot. It is a bright light that comes forth. But when you allow yourself to enter deeper into it, there will be symbols, there will be energies much more present in this. But you are literally seeing into the other dimensions, and this will become more and more common. Indeed, you may think you need to get your eyes checked, but the reality is that these things will occur more and more. Be open to them and understand these are messages that are appropriate to you. They are coming down the highway into your now for you. You do not have to interpret them through the mind. You will know them in your heart. All of these things, dear friends, we have to add here in addition to this wonderful question. All of these things that you have been working towards and waiting for are now coming your way. Be ready for them. Sometimes they will surprise you. Sometimes you will not be sure, but they're coming your way. We thank you for this.
Tobias, Cryon, Gabriel, Metatron, Yeshua, all of you, dear loving, entities that have been working with me, thank you. Thank you for love. Thank you for your guidance. And thank you for the rainbows I'm seeing today.
We thank you, and we tell you, we tell all of Shamba that You are so important in this work. As the client mentioned before, there was 144,000 who raised their hands, who responded to the trumpet. We know many of you do not believe that he was talking about you, but he was. Your work has captured the attention of Metatron and Mary, Yeshua, Gabriel, Raphael, all of those on our side of the veil. As we said earlier, the universe is watching you right now, watching to see how you respond, watching to see whether you take that next step. Do you say yes to your divinity? Do you say yes to the new work that comes to you? Do you truly come out from underneath the rock? We know so many of you have been doing the inside internal work. And in a sense, as I mentioned before, it is comfortable under there. But are you ready to take those sheets off? You know, the sheets that we speak of. And do the next level of your work. Thank you.
Greetings and love to God. My question or concern has to do with sensitivities, particularly at work, and the extent to which I feel bombarded by them and unable at times to not be jerked around by them.
First of all, your own work situation has the very strong potential of changing soon. But that is written by your own hand. That's something that you will be choosing. Indeed, it is difficult for Shamba, who have opened up so much and become so sensitive, to deal with what you would consider these old energies. But dear friends, as you say yes, and as you go into the next level of your work, do you know that will bring you even more into the old energies, for that is where you are needed. But you will go there with a new toolbox, with new tools you have given yourself, like the ability to stay grounded and focused, to stand behind the short wall, to not get caught in the drama, to feel things around you, to be sensitive to them, but not to be dragged off by them. You've given yourselves the ability to be in the most difficult of situations, and now to read the energies and understand what is happening all around you. You've given yourself the ability in the moment to pull up the appropriate resources and tools in the moment to do this. So we cannot say it will be easier, that you will not be surrounded by these old energies. We will say you have so much more wisdom about them. You will realize it is humans. Humans who are moving into their own divinity like you did, but they are going through their processes. And we will add one other element to this. You are all learning so much about this thing you hear over and over again, coming from your wise teachers, about compassion. It is having full compassion, not feeling sorry for them on their journey, not making judgment of them, but having compassion, knowing that as they go through their difficulties and their challenges, whether it was with work or money or understanding who they are or challenging old religious beliefs, having so much compassion for them that you simply allow them to go through the process, that allowing from you, that compassion that you have for them emanates an energy and a light that becomes a potential for them when they are truly ready to understand who they are, when they are ready to become awakened. Your, as you would call it, your light, your vibration that is around them becomes a potential for them to use when they begin their awakening process. You know, dear friends, you did not have this to work with when you began yours. There was no other human that was there. But the energy of compassion, the energy of the new earth that was sitting there, you had to discover it on your own. You had to bring it up on your own. Now, you will sit there God is what we would call a holder of the light, because you will be actively emanating light. You will be a giver of light. You will be a giver of compassion. Then it is up to them whether to use this or not. So many of you will be called into a new form of service here in these months to come. It may not be what you thought. It may not be going into what you would think of right now as exotic work or into exotic places. Wherever you go, whatever you are called upon by your own self to do, you will have all of the tools. And your sensitivities will not, they will be in balance with your wisdom and your strength. We thank you for this.
Thank you.
Tobias, it is a pleasure. As I've been holding this space for my daughter, she's 12, and in love and waiting for her to awaken, she surprised me last week with questions about witchcraft and would like to begin studies in that. Do you have any advice for a father of one?
Mm-hmm. It is a wonderful journey you will go through with her. Such a loving, a loving being that is truly preparing to open. The best thing we can say, as we've said before, is to listen. Allow her to explore up and down, side to side. Allow her to work this out within herself. Be there to answer the questions. Be there to share what you have learned. Be there to be so open and honest with her about what you have gone through. You do not have to cloak the words that you say. You do not have to be talking to a 12-year-old. Speak from your heart. She will feel it. She will hear it. This will truly help guide her on her journey. In this case, dear one, you are being called upon to be a teacher. And there is one who is anxious, and there is one who will test you also. Thank you.
Hello, Tobias, and love to you and all in spirit, and special love and gratitude to Cryon today. You spoke very passionately about the religions and their needing to change. Is there anything that we, Shamba, can do to assist with this? My first feeling on it was compassion. Mm-hmm. And is there any words that you care to share with us on this?
There are times when I think if I were back on Earth right now, I would make a few headlines. Because this is quite a subject for me. I had spent so many years as a pious follower of the laws of Israel, lifetime after lifetime, trying to follow the rules, trying to abide. And dear friends, I learned so much through that process, but I also learned that this was not the way to find heaven or heaven on earth, or myself. So it is, in a sense, with great passion of my own that I speak over this subject. Indeed, it is compassion right now. But compassion, when combined with understanding, is so much more potent. The understanding, if you look right now at the old energy surrounding the church, and we see you, Shamba, we see so many of you thinking that is the political leaders, thinking that it is the ones who are polluting the environment, thinking that it is the government, or thinking that it is the aliens, or all of these other rather amusing conspiracy theories that you have. And we tell you, from our perspective, these are nothing compared to what the churches are holding on to, compared to, how to say, the energies they are changing, they are holding on people by talking about such very old things. If you have the understanding of some of the root causes, and you have compassion, that creates tremendous change. We're not saying to anyone here to go out and start writing inflammatory articles about the churches. We are not saying to go crashing Sunday services. But we are saying be aware and be compassionate and be aware that what humans are truly searching for right now is answers, is truth. You will find, you are finding, the churches are finding, that so many are turning away now, but they are lost. They are ones who are seeking wisdom. They are seeking spiritual understanding, but they're not finding it in the chapels and the temples. So they're going back to their homes, and they're depressed, and they can't figure it out. And so they say there must be no God. Otherwise, somebody would know. That is where you come into play, Shamba. That is where you come into play. If you are open, as we say, compassionate and understanding, and you are in the now, they will find their way to you. And you can help them understand there is no building that contains the answer. It is all held within. The Master Yeshua tried and tried and tried to tell us. The Master Yeshua is more emphatic about the damn churches of this world than I, Tobias, am. If he came back now, we won't even use the words to describe, but he would kick down some doors. This is a message that he tried to give 2,000 years ago and was put on the cross for it. This is an issue on our side. Yes, yes, be in compassion. We thank you for reminding us.
Hello, Tobias, how are you?
I rubbed up.
I'm sorry?
He rubbed up, but thank you.
I'm quite new in my search, and I recently found myself on this path to, I don't know where yet. I mean, 6 months ago, I would have never imagined myself being here. With what you know of me, and with your perspective, any suggestions on, directions I can go to, any suggestions?
Indeed. And you say you are new to this, and we say, no, actually, you are quite old to this. You've been doing so much of this inner work through so many lifetimes. Indeed, as one who was a type of monk is not the right word, but a type of brother, a type who was in the order, you were one who was in some of the secret orders because your passion for finding the divinity was so strong. You went so deep. We're not new to this at all. Now, we say to you, it is much easier now than what you think. Some of the past from where you came tells you that the search has to be difficult, perhaps painful, that you have to spend many, many hours on your knees or in a meditative state or praying. In a sense, there is a pull from that past life or the series of past lives that has you thinking that you have to find the answer this way. We are here to tell you on this day that you do not need to do that, any of you. The ability to bring in the answer is within you right now. The ability to bring in your divinity is there. This completion of the grids from the Kriyan entourage makes it so much easier now. It is simply a matter of accepting it. And for you in particular, we know you have searched long and hard in that head of yours. You have such an ability and a gift that you have developed, that you basically brought into this lifetime to feel. You're being encouraged by those around you, indeed. So much love around you to feel, but in a sense you are afraid of it. You are not quite so sure. But we tell you, if you allow yourself to feel, this will come up, the answers. There will be no more searching for anything. It will be there. No more searching. It will come to you. So, for you specifically, instead of recommending jokingly 10 Our Fathers and 10 Hail Marys, for you we recommend 10 deep breaths in the morning and 10 deep breaths before you go to bed at night.
Thank you.
You are absolved.
I appreciate your sense of humor. I was a minister's wife for 9 years. I know exactly about the church. It was a very, very good lesson. My question, my statement is, in the work that I do, that I've been guided to do, the changing of the person within and without comes from releasing the energetic armor that is layered throughout the layers of the body, and to release it out through the extremities, the hands and the feet, out into Mother Earth. Consequently, you're changing the vibration of your inner and outer being, changing the DNA to make you a physically a lighter person, which in turn physically changes the way that you interact with other people, and that's how you change the world one by one by one by one. Where does it go from here? Because I've seen that now it's, what is the next step? Because I know there is another dimension to this piece that I need to know.
And we ask you, what do you think the next step is? What do you choose the next step to be? You have an intuition, but you're not allowed it to come out so much.
I understand the process. I do the process. However, it is for it to be safe for the multitude to be working with somebody when any of it. Okay. To change the responsibility and take the consequences and take the compassion within, and then to allow that to go through. Something like that.
Something like that. Indeed, your intuition is good and strong, but we would ask you to keep it so very simple. All of you, keep it simple. There is a tendency to go into processes and procedures, but it is all so simple. That is what will amaze you as you discover yourself in the new energy. You will say, I wish I hadn't made it so difficult. I wish I had kept it simple. So, for you in particular, we say, keep it simple. The next step, we do not know. And even if we did, we wouldn't share it with you. It is for you to discover. It is for you to create in any way that you want. You know where you are right now. What used to be a path. What is now the moment, and it comes to you, and it's up to you to dance with it. We say the next step, if any, is the simplicity and the overwhelming joy of finally knowing who you are, and the compassion then to be there for others who come to you to find out how you did it. That is the next step. We thank you.
Thank you, Armona.
Hi. Thank you all for sounding the call 14 years ago and for being with us. I feel like I have released so much and healed so much. And finally, just even the past month, accepting who I really am and my divinity, and it feels really good. It feels empowering. It feels strong. And it feels like I'm truly headed in the right direction here. However, I have one health problem which is very persistent, and I've tried going within and talking to it and sending it love and being with it and asking it what it wants. And I have limited success with this. And I'm wondering if there's something I'm missing here that you could help me with.
Indeed.
Thank you.
How to say this? You have had more success than what you know right now. You've set up the process of this rejuvenation within, the rebalancing within. It just has not come to the surface so much yet. So it still feels like it is there. And if you have this checked on, it still shows up. But we are here to tell you, looking at you right now, looking deep within you, that you have set up the changes and they are occurring. Now be patient with them. You have given them the energy of being in the now, the energy of rejuvenation and cleansing and purifying. Yes, it is a nagging old problem that goes back so very long ago, is, how to say, one of the last residues to truly let go. But your own being, your own soul, knows that it is time to let that go. And it is, at the deepest cellular, which we call the DNA level, it is making tremendous changes to the point where they might even say it was a miracle that changed this. Because when the changes are ready to truly show their face, when the real inner biological work is ready to come forth, it will happen very fast. Know you have done well. Know you have, as I say, stayed in the moment so much and gone in and done this work. Now, the results will come forth. For all of you, Shamba, who are here, who are listening in on this, you have the ability, without hard work and without punishing yourself, to realign the physical body. You need your physical body to go forward into your new work. Now that the grid work is complete, and now that there is a true potential and a true balance between the grids of Earth, of Gaia, and the outer grids, you need your body to go forth, and the ability to rebalance, we do not even like the word healing, but to rebalance and rejuvenate your body will come very quickly. Go in, as we have said, talk to your body, listen to it, bless it, let it know that you love every cell and every molecule. Let your body know that it is now needed. It does not need to carry around all of the old luggage and all of the old energies. You have learned so very well. Now allow your body to catch up. We want you to have strong and healthy bodies for the work that is ahead. We want you to be abundant in every way in your life. You will need these things. And more than anything, you deserve them. You deserve health. You deserve financial abundance. You deserve strong relationships. Not relationships where you are codependent or drain you, but relationships that are based in strength. Dear friends, as you move forward these next months, as you go beyond the completion of the grid and you begin doing your new work, understand there are no more lessons. There are no more lessons. The past is healed. The past is rebalanced. The future is for you to create now. There are no more lessons. There do not need to be the burdens of the problems of health and all of these other things. No more lessons. But it is time to be the full expression of who you are. And we will be there. We will stand beside you all the way. You are never alone. And Klein bids you a particularly loving farewell and a huge hug on this day. And so it is.